Let's catch up now on what's going on in sport. Joe Porter is with us. Kia ora, Joe.
Morena.
Now, Hani Hirame-Smiler became the first wahine to call an NRL game. The first time?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, it does seem a bit bizarre, doesn't it, that there haven't been any other women to have commentated on NRL games before, especially considering that we've had the women's NRL competition in existence for a few years now, as well as, you know, having players that have played in amateur leagues for a long, long time who certainly know their stuff. So, look, it does seem like it's been a long time coming, but it's great that it's finally happened, and who better to do it than Hani Hirame-Smiler, who, of course, is a Kiwi Ferns legend, legend among the game, the sport, and she's more than just that, isn't she? She's a personality and a figure for women in sport across all codes, as well as just rugby league, and now breaking down barriers by becoming the first women's NRL commentator at the Warriors game, of course, which would have been a fantastic effort. And she did commentate the Kiwi Ferns Tonga game the weekend before at Mount Smart. So look, continuing to break down barriers for Hani Hirame-Smiler, not just on the field, now off the field, a real a bright light for not only women, but she's also of her heritage as well. So you've seen what we always talk about, right? People, ethnic minorities, may it be Pacifica Māori, whether it be women or others involved in areas where they're not so, you know, well seen. The key to getting more of these sorts of people involved in these areas is simply to have these young people seeing people that look and talk and feel like them doing it.
Are you saying that representation matters, Joe?
I believe it does. And look, Sky Sport have recently launched their See the Possible campaign. They've made a commitment to having more women commentators and other commentators in their team. I think they're sending 6 people to the Comm Games, 5 of whom are women, which is pretty cool. And look, it just goes to show that you've got a lot of young women out there, and whether or not they want to be commentators is one thing, but if they don't see anyone that looks like them doing it, they never will want to be.
Indeed.
Right? So people like Taylor Johnson, Tomokino, she's got both Samoan heritage as well. She played rugby sevens, I believe, for Samoa, as well as representing New Zealand in BMX. She commentates for Sky Sport. She's been doing a really good job, and she mentions in a story that has talked about Hani Hirame-Smiler becoming this first commentator for Newsroom, saying that she was approached by a young girl on the sideline at one of the rugby games earlier this year, and she thought that she would be asking for photos with the players because she was doing interviews sideline, but in fact she said, "No, Taylor, I'd like a photo with you. It's only since I've seen you been doing this work that I've started to realise that it's something that I might like to follow in the future too." So like you say, representation really does matter, and of course we shouldn't not forget the Warriors won yesterday.
I was going to say, there was another bright spot yesterday, which was it was a victory for the Warriors.
Yeah, 7 straight defeats. That losing streak finally snapped yesterday, of course, celebrating their homecoming to Mount Smart in style. It had been over 1,000 days since they'd last played at Mount Smart in Auckland, so a sold-out crowd treated to a wonderful performance from the Warriors, who look like they finally feel like they're home, which is fantastic. Obviously, the players really soaking up what's been a wonderful week for them. A Pōwhiri earlier last week to welcome them back. People like Sean Johnson feeling like kids again, the excitement in their faces, and a great performance. Snapped that losing streak, giving their fans something to really cheer about. So fantastic result for the Warriors. They're still pretty much out of NRL's final contention, but hey, they're back at home. Could this be the change in fortunes Warriors fans have been looking for this year?
Certainly we'll be hoping it is. Thank you very much, Joe Porter there from the Sports Desk.